to tell us.
So are you offering or would you offer it to a patient like that who had neoadjuvant therapy?
Yes, and these are patients who are actually eligible for studies like the control study, looking at the year of neratinib and controlling the diarrhea with it. So if it's ER positive, residual disease, higher risk disease, I will discuss neratinib with them.
I don't even know. Does the indication specify adjuvant or neoadjuvant?
No, it says
Just,
post 1 year of trastuzumab.
oh, wow, that's interesting. I'll come back to you in a second about your question, but just finish out on this. Again, have you thinking about neratinib? Have you started on anybody?
I've been using it, but the practice also has the control study. So we have a lot of patients that are enrolled on the trial, but there are patients that I have in mind that I will plan to offer it to when they complete their year of trastuzumab.
What kinds of patients? You know, I've heard people, I was interviewing Kim Blackwell the other day saying, I offer it to everybody, but I don't necessarily encourage it if it's low risk, but I bring it up. Are you doing that or are you focused more on node positive, for example, higher risk?
I have one patient who her initial biopsy was HER2 negative, but her final pathology was HER2 positive, and she was found to have 14 positive lymph nodes.
Wow.
And I saw her postoperatively. In that patient, she's one of those that I would offer absolutely everything to, but she's the next to start in my mind.
What's her ER?
Positive.
If she were ER negative, would you still offer it with a, you know, 12 nodes here?
This is somebody I would use pertuzumab in, the year of pertuzumab in addition to trastuzumab. I would discuss the data with them and see how well they do with pertuzumab in terms of GI side effects and talk to them. A motivated patient might want to take it. So these are difficult. I mean, there's a difference between us telling patients about data and then making a recommendation. And I think that it's our duty to really inform the patients about the data as it comes out and then tell them, but this is what I recommend you do. For her, I would recommend pertuzumab. If she did really well on the pertuzumab, I would say, why don't you try the neratinib? If you tolerate it well, it might help you. We don't have great data in ER negative, but you're so high risk, even if there's a little benefit, it might help you, and you can always come off of it. Just
And this specific patient was one of those patients, but by the time I saw her, she already knew what she wanted to have. So she came in already knowing about pertuzumab. So she was treated with TCHP in both trastuzumab and pertuzumab in the adjuvant setting.
Do you think, of course, maybe we'll have more data, but do you think that when she hits the 1 year point, if we don't know anything new, she's going to want to have neratinib?
Absolutely, she already wants to.
I'm sorry, she already brought that up.
She's young, she's 41. So at that age, you would do really anything that might decrease your risk by a couple of percentage points.
So Andy, I'm curious what's going on. You know, it's interesting that these two things kind of happen almost at the same time, the affinity and the approval of neratinib. That's why I was so curious about all the numbers and what numbers people give, because all of a sudden you really need some numbers here. What's going on in your practice? Are you starting to look at your people finishing a year of trastuzumab and thinking of whether you're going to bring this up?
I have brought it up to patients, but going back to the X-NET, because not many of those people had gotten pertuzumab with
None.
The X-NET,
Okay.
right?
But there were some who had neoadjuvant therapy.
Right.